Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for October 19th, 2018. In today's news, a Malaysian company is confident that, despite government cutbacks, business is strong. A 131-story tower in Central Park, New York City is set to break records. A mixed-use skyscraper duo breaks ground in Melbourne, and a man is rescued after falling down an elevator shaft in Los Angeles.
The managing director of EITA Resources, an elevator and escalator supplier headquartered in Subang Jaya, Malaysia, is confident the company is diversified enough to withstand a government plan to postpone work and cut costs on expansion of the light rail transit, or LRT system, for which EITA was to supply more than 400 units, The Edge reports. The completion date of LRT-3 in the Klang Valley, for which EITA was to supply 95 elevators and 220 escalators, has been extended from 2020 to 2024, and costs are expected to be slashed on another transit project for which EITA was to supply more than 100 units. EITA Managing Director Phu Wing Hung said the company's revenue is strong, supported by work related to high-rise commercial and residential construction, a growing maintenance portfolio, and diversification into power substation construction.
Designed by Adrian Smith and Gordon Gill and developed by Extel, Central Park Tower at 217 West 57th Street in New York City's Midtown is set to break records, including the tallest residential skyscraper in the Western Hemisphere, New York Yimby reports. Work has surpassed the 100th floor. The development will house 179 residences, including a three-story penthouse with its own outdoor pool and terrace. At $4 billion U.S., sales are expected to be the most expensive sellout for any residential building. Extel has officially launched sales with the highest price thus far, a 53rd floor unit at $95 million. Topping out is expected by early spring 2019.
Representatives of developer SPCedia construction company Multiplex, Shangri-La Hotels and Resorts, and the City of Melbourne, Australia, formerly broke ground on October 15th on Sapphire by the Gardens, which will have 62 and 60-story towers joined by a sky bridge at 308 Exhibition Street in the Central Business District, Cedia announced. The taller tower will house a 500-room hotel, Shangri-La's first in Melbourne. The 46th-floor sky bridge will house a lounge overlooking UNESCO World Heritage Site, the Royal Exhibition Building, and Carlton Gardens. With 300 apartments in the shorter tower, the development was 95% sold before groundbreaking. Construction is expected to take approximately 3 years.
Firefighters used a ladder and basket stretcher to rescue a 45-year-old man from an empty elevator shaft in an under-construction apartment building in the 500 block of North Hill Street in downtown Los Angeles on October 15th, KTLA 5 reports. The man, who was not a construction worker, fell up to 30 feet and suffered facial trauma. He was evaluated at a hospital for what, according to the fire department, were moderate injuries. The circumstances under which the man fell and why he was in the building in the first place were under investigation.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.